What are we speaking about? You have won the award of a happy life, a joyful existence, sattvic friendships. You enjoy listening to bhajans each day. You are not stressed. Why not enough? How ungrateful. And it's simple what has spoken. You say no. There's a sort of stagnation about that. Yes. It's almost as though the consciousness is presenting you with the highest accolade. The highest. This is the highest now. Okay? This is 5-star. And you say, yeah. Look, all the beings in the world are looking for this. This is the Amritananda itself. And you say, yeah, but maybe it's enough in a kind of way, but enough. Because I cannot exchange what I am for that. Innumerable states of this can appear in front of me, but cannot purchase what I am. It comes a time when you do see that you cannot leave the world alone, including this body. You cannot leave it alone. Let it happen. Let it be lived. Let it be enjoyed. Let it be perceived. Watch it, actually. It does quite well without you. It responds when something happens. Actually, much more freshly without you. The minute you get into the posture of the controller, trouble comes. You let it be, and it seems somehow to move. It flows by itself. And guess what? It's always been doing it. But something came in between and took the job of the manager of that. The manager of the existence. And then you came to know hardship, struggle, disappointment, fear, anxiety. Now you're learning again, leave it be, let it be. You're not the doer of action or the thinker of thoughts. They appear as a sort of play inside ourselves. Because, in a sense, so great is the consciousness that we can multitask, have the taste of that. But from the purity of real seeing, you have to admit that all of this is swimming by. And the witnessing of the swimming by-ness of everything confirms I cannot be that which passes. My place is stationary. It's not a job. It is just a seeing. Taste existence from this place. Taste the existence when it doesn't really matter. If it's left or right, if it's up or down, then it's okay. I'm not wanting life to be great. It just is. So it can be what it is. And guess what? All of its movements, I accommodate them. They find fluidity and they find a place in my being. No more have I elected myself to be the traffic policeman of my own thoughts and emotions. They can just be allowed to happen. They don't have to be controlled or suppressed. Of course, we can. It is also another possibility, another way in which consciousness manifest. All the manifestations, all the potential, all the possibilities They are arising out of consciousness. And you are that consciousness. You can have the taste of being a manager, but you will not be promoted. Let it be. Leave yourself alone. We are the main molesters of our own peace by harboring so many concepts about how we should be, or carrying on the baton that's been handed to us generations before. Everything is passing. This conversation is also passing. But it's also an opportunity, it's also a mirror, in order to recognize something which is not passing. And when that something which is not passing is recognized, you'll be okay about what comes and goes. We will not try to make stationary what is by nature changeful. Let it come and go, let everything happen. Don't hand over your joy in the hands of what is changeful. Let it happen, let everything happen. Of course, naturally also, a response comes from you to say yes or no. Let that yes or no happen. But don't place your life on it. We're coming to a close. Anybody have anything to say?
Guruji? I don't know whether this is an arrogance or slowly becoming comfortable. I'm getting sure of what I am.
Yes.
Is it even a mirage, or is this true? Or is it a kind of an arrogance, or is it a kind of something? I'm getting very comfortable. I know what I am.
Yes.
Or I know what I am.
Yes. You're getting there, or you know?
I know.
You know. Yeah. Because maybe because you somehow the thought comes, is it arrogance? Then you don't want to say you know. You say, I'm getting to know. Because the thought, maybe it's arrogant to say that I am. And then you admit, I am getting there. But are you getting to know, or you know? You're getting to know slowly what you are, or you know what you are now? Are you getting to know what you're not, or you know what you're not? You follow my question or no? And of course, that discovery releases joy. That discovery releases joy. Of course you'll be happy. Because it means I cannot be confused anymore about it. Not about this. The confusion will not be about what I am anymore. Or even what I'm not. Because this is clearly seen, you see. I cannot be my moods, my thoughts, feelings, emotions, or any sensation. They happen inside me. That is the capacity of my being. They will manifest, they will be expressed, they will be tasted. All of this is natural. But they are not definitions of who I am. I cannot be defined. In order to be defined, I must possess some inherent quality, then I can be measured, compared, because that's how the mind can work. It will be the instrument for measuring variety, contrast, it can interpret? How can it function against that which is beyond quality? That within which quality is assessed and perceived and tasted, but itself is beyond quality. How can you say, I know that? The words are not adequate, but they point to something, an intuitive recognition, that whatever I can perceive, say, think, remember, imagine, love or hate, has no abiding reality. They are only sensations arising in consciousness. They are movement in my consciousness. They happen in my presence. There's no arrogance about this. This my is not a person. It didn't achieve itself. The I did not achieve itself. It is only recognizing, because temporarily it was under the effect or the hypnosis of the conditioning or the mind, believing itself to be merely the body-mind, which are aspects of itself, but not definitions of itself. And now that clear seeing is occurring. And what a joy, what an unburdening even. What is left inside? Something more to scrape out? Because this very seeing, this introspection, is, like I say, it's combing out all the noise, all the dandruff, which is somehow that kind of conceptual dandruff which we've held on to, somehow embraced as being what we are. And through your own seeing, in your own relaxed observation, and a recognition is occurring, but somehow it's okay. Is there one step you need to make to reach yourself? Half a step even? Is there 1 millimeter to make in order to get closer to what you are? Or are these not just ideas which in the past we have so much held on to that they sustained in us a sense of separation and division? You see? So here is a call simply to recognize and to own up to your seeing. Don't keep apologizing for what you see. Don't try to be lesser and don't try to be greater. Just stop trying and see what is already here. You see? And it cannot be seen merely with fleshly eyes. Another seeing is taking place. See? I'm not telling you anything that needs to be written down in a book. Just as we speak, you can check in and confirm it's like this or not. And this question, who am I precisely? Where am I located? What arises as I inside this body? How does it look? Where did it come from? What is the parent of this I in me? And keep quiet and let these questions cook. Let them marinate in that consciousness, in that introspection. And a kind of disappearing is taking place. Each time you search for the sense of I, the I-me, the historical I, then a landing place is not found for it. And what a joy! What space! What freedom, if you want to say this. And then even one moves even beyond freedom. Beyond definitions. If I would call it one moves. Maybe there's no movement at all. Just subtler qualities are sliding away. And what remains is indefinable. Very good. Don't keep any of this in your head. What you will feel inside you is not knowledge, but space. What you will feel inside you is not knowledge. It's not information. None of this is about information. It's washing out the information and leaving the pure space of being. It's removing the obsession with strategy. No strategy is needed for intelligent existence. It's again coming into spontaneous existence, the joy and the freedom of being. It is not giving you a map. There was a time, and there will be a time, when you won't even need a mirror, even. A beautiful realization.
Find that I get short bursts of that feeling.
Yes.
That that feeling of you know, kind of being when you know when you let go and forget, and when I get that feeling, it feels really good. I like that.
Yes.
But I find that it's just short bursts. I don't.
Yes.
It's like I'm not sure if I'm connecting with my. With my higher self, so to speak, almost.
Yes,
just,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Those bursts are coming from you, are coming from your higher self. But your higher self is not higher out there. Mm. It's inwardly here. And they are, somehow you may say, these explosions are really bursting some holes through your, through that tight grip of our conditioned mind. Somehow it can feel like this. And when it arises, okay, just you feel in just a state of openness and gratitude, that's all. No techniques. Don't try to keep. It's not yours to keep. And it's not yours to lose. It's not about that. It is already, some movement is occurring spontaneously. You see? And it's undoing. It's sort of deconstructing all our strategies. Something is relaxing again into your natural being. And so these bursts of insights, of these waves of bliss or joy, let them happen. Don't judge them. Don't be intellectual about it. Simply let it be. You are returning to yourself, as it were, we can say like this. So they are happening like that. Hmm? Gradually, these, you know, grenades of bliss will gradually level out into just a stream of untouched and unchanging joy. It's always here. And it insulates your being from the kind of outer noise of the mind. So it's not that we need to kill the mind physically, but more that you pay attention to yourself. You stop giving the attention to the mind and put the attention upon yourself. And so the negative mindset is starved of the oxygen of your interest and belief. You keep the attention upon that which watches the mind. You can exist without the mind, but the mind cannot exist without you. Judge which is the greater, you see. Your thoughts cannot exist without you, but you can exist without your thoughts. Something is relaxing. It's allowing life to reveal its natural unfolding. There's no you behind life turning some machine to move it. And the seeing of this is releasing already a freedom, an unburdening, and a joy is coming out of you. And it's going to continue coming. Because there is no boundary, no limit on that joy. So I say in closing, I encourage something. There is let's say a need, use this word for the moment, it's not the best word, but it's for a need to say yes to your truth. A need to say yes to the existence and to the truth. Not the concepts about truth. It's something much, much more intuitive and innocent and fresh. It's kind of saying yes, because mostly we're saying maybe and not yet. I still have some work to do in the world. I'm coming around. I'm getting there. And that kind of hesitation is suffocating your spontaneity. It's keeping your joy on hold. It's keeping your freedom on hold. We are exchanging the concepts that our mind present, and we are believing that they are needs, they are necessities, and we need to somehow maintain these concepts. But satsang is really, like I say, it's peeling away this cataract of illusory identity. And what you're seeing is the effortlessness of being. And that effortlessness is arising as pure, undiluted joy and peace and space. And you may call natural love. Not a love in pursuit, just a natural love, the natural condition of your being. So this saying yes, it can be a wordless yes. It may not have really occurred to us that until now, that yes, perhaps there's been a kind of hesitation, almost a habit of hesitation, because something is denying my yesness to myself. And you don't have to put bullet points of what yes implies. It's an intuitive thing of just saying, yeah, it's not a contract. It's being willing to feel the apparent sense of a risk in order to taste the unknown. To be that. To stop presenting limitations as a sort of adequate representation of what we are. Saying yes to that. Nobody else needs to hear it except the universe. It's important to point out these things. Don't look for any contract. Okay. So take this last little thing with you. Don't mind how you feel. Don't mind how you feel. And then your mind will not be a minefield. Feel how you feel. Don't try to control. Don't try to have preference for another kind of feeling. All of this is suffocating your freshness. There's no such things as some things that you should not feel. You can feel everything. But don't give it such a high accolade, such a high award. Don't give it such importance, you know. So that then you have to create no-go areas in your own consciousness. Don't let everything dance, let everything flow. Feel it. Don't be living in a life of denials and suppression. Let it happen. Even pain when it comes. Welcome it. Let it come, come. Huh? Yes, let it come. But don't identify. Don't call yourself this and that. Just stay as that detached weakness. And don't say it should not be. Just let it be. And you stay as you are. Huh? And then a beautiful discernment will come. And the venom will leave out of that serpent. It will not be a serpent anymore. So experience what is experience. Let it be a play, like a dance of life. And soon you will come to see that the fear is not in the thing, it's in your attitude. And that fear will come out. We all know we have to leave this one day. It will fall somehow. The body is not in grief about its falling. Okay? It's not saying, please let me stay. It's not saying this. Be face to face with your own self, with our own, this aspect of ourself, which you may call our mortal aspect. That's fine. But now, while this body is here, discover the immortal principle inside it. As I said before, this is a mortal body, but an immortal being moves in it. And that being wants to know itself and to come out of the confusion that it is what is passing. It is not the elements. But the elements somehow support it. They work together in order for cognition to take place. It's all part. It's all one. The body is also one with the being, but it's a much more limited. It's in time. It is in time. And the more refined your understanding comes, the more deeper your seeing sees, the more you recognize you are not a thing, not an object, you see. Okay, very good. Thank you, everybody.